Tanyang, kashukul fuke sakshen gen lingi, ta pungbyu kuji jingne, ene kata jing nyungbe shangwaan to gyurdeba, ta di, ko, jing nyange lamda, ko dungyewa irang shingba yindu zane, te zawa, ene daadu mongba di, kashukul fuke yujin, Nelu ini dahme apa tongin tu zane, ko nelu lu cincin tu zimbade, atau lode, dah tu zimbade, nelu lu cincin tu zimbade, lode ibu setuk lu. Tiko loksi ibu setuk tu zane, dah rengshugi, ini ko lode shushushushun tu dia cegi. Tiadane ini, nyangalin dia ko wang tutu ri, dia tak tutu na, ini dumai ke zawade, pas tentu serba itu zane, ini tentu siwaris.
So we were speaking about four seals of Buddhism, or the four axioms of Buddhism, and the final one is Nirvana is true peace. And here, Nirvana is the transcendence of sorrow, and it refers to a state where one is totally free from a conditioned existence conditioned by means of the fundamental ignorance. We spoke about how our existence is characterized by ignorance, and how our existence is subject or in the nature of suffering. And the meaning of transcending sorrow here refers to our nature of existence conditioned by afflictions and fundamental ignorance. Because so long as we remain under such conditions, we are under the power of this distorted state of mind, at the root of which is a mistaken belief in a self-existence or selfhood of one's own being. So by cultivating the wisdom that sees the non-existence of selfhood, by cultivating the wisdom of no self, one will be able to recognize this grasping at selfhood is a mistaken state of mind, and in this way, gradually, one will be able to kind of, you know, as a result of enhancing this wisdom of no self, one will be naturally able to gradually undermine the force of this grasping at selfhood, and in this way remove it ultimately from one's mind. And that state where one is totally free of such afflictions and the fundamental ignorance is really the lasting state of happiness and peace. Therefore, in the fourth axiom, there's the statement that Nirvana is true peace, and true peace here referring to the lasting peace and tranquility.
That day and got the share rock as well. Theoretical sorveta, theory to the shareta, which is the middle of the tongue of Chung Tonsta and Yang the Shivas. That did to the Yamlin to Chang Bayina, that she said to that day Bayina, that did in Aru Kadista, Yamlin Chores Lama, Tishin Midale to me in the Tamison, said that day. Tangalia, Gigi, Nyomo saya kecikdi, ini si nyom mampas tu dungnya macam apa? Kasih ulur, pung tu juga, duk tu juga. Di sini lihat ada nyomo segi arah, 사진에 인류산에다 든든지기다 샹왕체 양나 머리부를 집에 있나 대원 대장 아니 대외주 두미시 동해 민주나야 동해기 두 미시방 시장 아니 가서다 냐발랑쇼를 세제 그래 샹왕도 그래야 든든지 두 통인 유산에 아니 직선으로 떠서 순환을 해야 할지도 와 아, 다지 뭐냐다 나스네베 짜주부 지대에서 되기 시댄서도 풍부들이 풍부들이다 머리베 샹왕자리 용어베 샹왕자리 삼부지 타이면도 아니 지금 민두별로 계야지 전쟁이 용어베 샹왕자리 미두그 풍부들이다 마찬가 다 기부지다 민두가 삼부지로 오르샤도 해야지도 와 다지 아니 두디다 세트야 여드네 이는 자주셔과 셔요아리 디체윤디 최탐제 동시에 담아봐 세하게 깨지띠기 아 다도 진대 진베디 슈차고시라리 왕셔고시라리 레디이니 그 치료도 진대 로이부지 셰이부자네 델레 갸든 사마미 누구사마시 로로 샤임두와 그래서 딜레인두자네 동네 퇴퇴야지 年龄이 풍분디 퇴퇴야지 로지 그 레이하시도와 사진이면인데 가사 드십니다 내 동해 동해래네 담이송 쓰자야 되겠다 가시고 그게 녀얼래 풍부디 두메런시 아니 미다베런시 인두산에 직구인보다 딱바인데 다 민두산보로를 샤트야 다가는 시기 동해지시 다가다 동해지는 신 레닌이 샹왕전 그 풍부디 더그 송도 중어 재민도 삼바지 더그 송도 중어 재민도 삼배 야 지금 결론 돈도 그걸로 내야지 용서를 봐 사실 이인데 드십니다 내 동해 동해래는 땀이 송 쓰다지 이제 과도 와 사다 대인 제부디 탈바 다 년龄이 풍부 아니 Nyalva Humbut Dujigi, Lenin, the Savage Tuna, Nimbuja, Savage Tuna, then the Tavare, Samasigi, Losley, Tavatan Lolidua Tavatan Loma, Siligua. What did he bring?
So, in a sense, what we find here in the teachings of the four seals or four axioms is the theoretical basis of the Buddhist understanding of the path to liberation. So now the question is, how do we incorporate or integrate this knowledge, the theoretical knowledge of the four axioms into our actual practice of embarking upon the path to enlightenment? So here, there is a natural sequence to how the understanding of one can lead to the understanding of the other. And therefore, in a text we read, because it is transient, it is in the nature of suffering, and the realization of suffering will lead then to the understanding of the absence of selfhood. So what this suggests is that if we reflect deeply upon the nature of our own existence, and particularly our own physical and mental elements, such as our body, mind, and so on, these faculties, all of which are really the object of our own cherishment. So when we think of ourselves, when we have the instinctive thought of I'm doing this, I am, this the object of our and this sense of selfhood really is the physical and psychological elements that make up our existence. So if you observe deeply the nature of these physical and mental qualities that make up your existence, then it becomes fairly evident that none of them are permanent. They are all transient. They are all subject to fluctuations, changes, and so on. So the realization of their transient natures, particularly in terms of their moment-by-moment existence, can at least something that we can develop, understand intellectually. So once you gain an intellectual understanding of the momentary nature, the subtle impermanence of your body and mind, then this knowledge, the intellectual knowledge, can then be through constant cultivation, can be internalized. And this recognition, this understanding of the transient nature of one's own existence, can then lead to the understanding of their suffering nature. Because once we realize that our body and mind and our own existence is momentarily changing, it is subject to this moment-by-moment transience, that they are impermanent, then we also come to realize that they are products of causes and conditions. And once we realize that they are products of causes and conditions, then we immediately come to recognize that they are under the power of their causal conditions. And this is in general for all conditioned things, and in particular in the case of our own existence. Our own existence is characterized by unenlightenment, and this unenlightened existence is really conditioned by afflictions and karma. It's the karma and the afflictions that has given rise to our unenlightened existence, and at the root of which is the fundamental ignorance of grasping at a self-existence of our own self. So once you recognize that, you come to realize that your existence is under the power of karma and afflictions. And then when we think about the nature of the afflictions, the mental and emotional afflictions, even the very term affliction, the Sanskrit word is klesha, the Tibetan word is nyomong, even in the very etymology of the term nyomong, and there is an immediate connotation of something that afflicts us from within, something that creates deep disturbance, something that inflicts suffering within ourselves the moment they arise. So any form of existence that is under the domination of these afflictive states of mind are bound to be in the nature of suffering. So once you recognize that, then you will also come to realize that your, on the one hand, in our normal conceptions of selfhood, we tend to grasp onto some kind of self as eternal, unitary and unchanging. But once you recognize that your body and mind are in constant flux, then you will come to realize that this belief in the self as unchanging, eternal, permanent entity is also misguided. And in this way, you will also gradually come to develop the insight into the no-self, anatman, no-self, absence of selfhood. So you will also come to recognize that this self that we tend to grasp at is not in fact worthy of grasping, because the grasping leads to all forms of afflictions and suffering and so on. So in this way, the recognition, the realization of impermanence lead to the realization of the suffering nature, and the realization of suffering nature culminates in the realization of no self. And it is this insight into no self which eventually will help us gradually overcome the afflictions and the state where one has totally eliminated such graspings and their effects. That is the true lasting peace, which in the Buddhist language is described as liberation or moksha.
Yeah.
And once you have that kind of recognition of the possibility of attaining such cessation of afflictions and the possibility of attaining liberation, then the genuine aspiration to attain liberation really arises in one's mind. So in fact, when we speak of Buddha Dharma, the Dharma of Buddhism, here I think the definition, the true definition of Buddha Dharma really must be related to the quest for seeking liberation from cyclic existence. So any form of spirituality that is grounded upon and inspired by the aspiration to seek liberation, that is a Buddha Dharma.
For example,
many of the basic ethical practices such as avoidance from the 10 negative actions. And that ethical practice alone cannot be characterized as specifically Buddhist path because it is common to all religious traditions. And also, I mean, for the same reason, deliberately abandoning the act of killing out of fear for legal consequences, that cannot be characterized even as a religious practice.
So that, so that, chimang yandru kiri sam, ti jigbe sojo tombati, pejishin out mongore.
On the other hand, if someone deliberately takes a vow not to kill on the basis of fear that as a consequence, karmic consequence, one might be reborn in the lower realms of existence and then deliberately adopts an ethical stance, that is a common ethical practice to both Buddhist and non-Buddhist religious traditions. However, if one's practice of an ethical discipline, such as deliberate avowal of abandoning the act of killing, motivated by are grounded upon the aspiration to attain liberation as defined earlier, liberation as a total freedom from mental afflictions, ignorance, and so on, then that kind of ethical practice could be described as a truly Buddhist ethical practice. So, for example, generally, when we speak of taking refuge in the three jewels, we speak of the Dharma jewel. And Dharma jewel in the context of the three jewels is really defined in terms of the cessation of afflictions. So within the three objects of refuge, the three jewels, and Dharma jewel is the most important one. So the most important of the three. So of the three objects of refuge, the three jewels, the Dharma jewel is the most important one. However, in the actual sequence going for refuge, we say we go for refuge to the Buddha first, and then Dharma second, and the Sangha, the spiritual community, third. This reflects the chronological order in which they come into being in the context of a specific historical Buddha. So, for example, in the case of Buddha Shakyamuni, he came to the world and then gave the teachings which constituted the scriptural Dharma, and on the basis of the practice of these teachings, realizations took place in the mind of the disciples. So together, the scripture and the realizations constitute the true Dharma, the Dharma jewel. And these individuals who have gained direct realization of the truth of the Dharma, they become Sanghas, the Arya Sanghas, the noble members of the Sangha. So in this way, there is a chronological order. But even in the case of Buddha himself, in order for the Buddha to become fully enlightened, it was necessary for the Buddha to have internalized the knowledge of the Dharma. So, you know, and to reflect the importance, the same goes for the noble members of the Sangha, the Arya members as well. It is the embodiment of these Dharma knowledge which makes them Arya beings, the noble beings. Therefore, to reflect, to indicate the importance of the Dharma jewel, it is said that even the Buddha, in the scriptures, it is stated that when the Buddha was giving teaching, he would arrange the seat upon which he would sit down to give the Dharma, and to indicate his respect and reverence to the Dharma, he arranged his own cushion and the seat upon which he would sit when giving Dharma teaching. So now to go back to the text, we were talking about the differences between the non-Buddhist philosophical schools on the one hand and the Buddhist philosophical schools on the other, and how the demarcation was made on the basis of whether or not one adheres to the four seals or four axioms of Buddhism, among which the most important one is the notion of no self, and the denial or rejection of a belief in an eternal independent self. So, and this is in a sense becomes the mark, the characteristic mark of Buddhism, which is the rejection of any notion of independent self-existence, independent, eternal, unchanging self. So historically, if you look at the many philosophical schools in ancient India, they were, the demarcating line between the Buddhist and non-Buddhist really converges on the position on the question of self-existence, selfhood. On the one side are Buddhists who, on the whole, reject any notion of eternal, unchanging, independent self, and non-Buddhist schools, on the whole, believe in one form or another a version of self-existence or Atman, which is eternal, unchanging, and unitary. Other than that, within the non-Buddhist schools, there are theistic schools and there are non-theistics. There are also some who believe in rebirth, some who do not, and so on. So the distinction really is made on the basis of the position on the question of self. And also within the non-Buddhists, there are some who accept the notion of idea of liberation, or moksha, some who reject the idea and possibility of liberation and moksha. So it's really on the question of the nature of self and existence of self that the demarcation is drawn between Buddhist and non-Buddhist schools.
Yeah, but that was 체. 다들 모디고 삼적에 두모모드 체. 다들 이샴데 낭세기 델라야 두메라 드부 여벌 따와탕 수수단의 폐지 장반바 다 겨왕의심 민중이지 집에 있는 겨왕의심에 대바 세상에 그다 규밀이 집을 주러 왔다고 상 두메라스 드부 여벌 따와 수수단에 다 드부 신디 다 풍부로 왕하층에게 다 덕시장어 지유여대바 따와 만들어와 규밀은 드부 여벌 따와 직체 근데 로버트 다와슬럽디 아니 저는 장점을 하고 지도 딱바인데 인부지기 아니 딱배 깨버지 양은 지든 거법을 내가 가서 그래 주상으로 가서 주상입니다 지금 두 개면 돼요 지금 잘 맞다 딱바랑 중기기부 딱바랑 중기기부 쓰잖아요 나 가다 지든 거법을 딱바른 중이 기분 되는데, 지도원으로 딱바, 계시, 딱바시에 있는데, 디니자로 듀드 딱바시에 있는데, 저상가 듀드 딱바, 듀엄에 계시기, 드부 듀원종에 계신 말이 있어. 봐. 양안에, 그 듀디, 땐두어 인두산에, 그 딱바시, 땐두어 인두산에, 그 땐두 대등에, 듀엄에 계신 대등에 계신 인두산에, 양안 뒤인 드부, 남도양 미지바. 양은 따도 깨끗이 레디, 이내, 귤, 드블라, 듀어나서 양여대버티, 띠, 깨지기, 따, 귤, 듀어메대버지기, 용식 말이지. 사진에 이르산에, 균제 러버다고 하자. 따야, 귤 여발라, 드블 메버다고 하자. 드베나라 야샤나, 귤, 나만은 드러오메기, 따, 딱봐. 가시 우리 그게 양가로와 떡지랑 든지직대 다대 깨밤 대 랑배 풍부디 두메런시 아니 뉴에런시 미덴바 미다베런시 지전에 가서 우리 뉴 딱봐도 충배 뉴 딱봐만 임바 뉴 주제다 미숨부치기 제부 대도부 따와 사시 주 예발라 제부 매발 따와 주 예발라 제부 주제 정신 도 매발 따와 사실은
So here in the text we read this is on still page 33 the extremists uphold the existence of an eternal self for they reify all phenomena through conceptual imputation. So the reference to conceptual imputation here suggests that it's a reasoned philosophical standpoint, a postulate. So it's not just a kind of an innate, natural conception of selfhood we are talking about here. We are talking about a reasoned philosophical standpoint where on the basis of philosophical analysis and reflection, one adheres to a standpoint that upholds a belief in an eternal, independent self-existence, a selfhood. So this is common to all non-Buddhist schools. And then within that group of non-Buddhists who uphold the eternal self doctrine, then there are differences. So we read in the text, the extremists comprise of those who view the presence of effects where there is no cause. So this refers to the Indian school Charvaka, who rejects the notion of rebirth and so on. So although they believe in the existence of an eternal, enduring, unchanging self, but because they do not espouse the doctrine of rebirth, reincarnation, so in a sense they accept the cause, but they do not accept they accept the effect, the effect which is the existence of self, but they reject the notion of rebirth, which is the cause. And then the next one reads, those who view cause and effects erroneously, and that refers to schools such as Samkhya school, which understand the origin of the cosmos in terms of what is called a primal substance, a prakrit, which is again permanent, unchanging, and so on. And this also refers to the Indian theist schools, which believe in unchanging, eternal first cause, self-causation, or naturally arising cause. And so here, the problem from the Buddhist point of view is that if the cause is characterized as eternal and unchanging, then how can you account for the origin of the world of effects, all of which very evidently reflect the quality of changing and fluctuation and transience? So how can one account for the origination of these effects from a cause that is unchanging and eternal? So this is, and then the third subdivision, we read those who view and those who view the absence of effects where there is a cause. So this refers to another category of non-Buddhist schools who, while accepting the self to be eternal, unchanging, and permanent, and they accept the basis of the selfhood, which is the body and mind, to be transient, fluctuating, and so on. So what is being pointed out here is that there is a kind of a contradiction between the characteristics of the cause on the one hand and the characteristics of the effects on the other.
다디 덤데 디다니 머리고 따와오 세소야 되기 단디디 천지 인루라 아니 치지로도 진베 담 머리고 따와 젠제 사 머리고 따와레 드는지보다 따와 징겐디 드는지보다 가서 우리 그게 따와 젠제 샘도.
Author then, having described the various forms of non-Buddhist beliefs, philosophical views, then sums up with the sentence that all of these are views of ignorance.
Ah, yeah, that's it, na. That thing, dumb job, is it? Then I just wish that the more to be on board, yeah, to be, that's it. 던지되 나리야. 가사. 아니, 안 쓰고 죽는데, 하다 취지 지수 올라와서 그거 던질 정도죠. 니군 싸워 덕치러 오세요. 어, 던신 승리 렉송바. 던신 승리 렉송바. 취지, 던신 승리 렉송바 사야 돼. 던, 인루, 랑신지 봐봐. 따도 못 줘봐. 시들의 인바, 대신도, 식진, 콩도 쉽게 관해. 자? 정해졌단 말이야. 전시 승리 렉송과 최지 제수 올라와라. 그거 잠시 정도 줘. 가려서나 니버군지 싸워 머리고디 도비하래. 최지 땡래 치르척배 유린야와 땡세장스. 다시 거두 땡야. 시 시부지기다. 그게 가제니루시대는 용구여하래디. 이내 최지 땡래 치르척배 유린야와 땡세장 시실교는 배바신스. 배우신도 죽여야래. 가렸으려면, 나도 따와대, 현지에게 등지 예배 타올라, 군다하게 등지 땡도 등겨야래. 다 뒤에 안다, 중도사회 나라야. 아니, 닭대 신유 죽고 친한 니 있어야지. 닭도 따와대, 신유, 닭도 죽어대. 와, 아니, 죽어대, 못 입어준다. 과거대, 나와준다.
So, as a summary to all of this discussion, we find in something similar in Tsongkhapa's praise to Buddha Shakyamuni, where he states the following. He says, referring to the Buddha, that the truth that you have revealed on the basis of your own personal insight, which is the truth of no self and emptiness of inherent existence, and those who follow after your teachings and example and in the understanding of these truths, then for these individuals, gradually they will be further and further away from all sources of downfall. However, those who are contrary to the path that you have revealed, even though one they may resort to all sorts of hardships, including ascetic practices such as physical penances and so on, they will continue to proliferate the basis for afflictions. That's because they are continuing to reinforce their clinging to the notion of selfhood. So the idea here is that in addition to the innate grasping at selfhood that we all naturally possess, sometimes as a result of philosophical analysis, one may also reinforce them and kind of solidify them through a process of philosophical reasoning, in which case, in addition to the innate grasping at selfhood, one will also have strong, powerful grasping of philosophically acquired form. So here the distinction between the Buddhist and the non-Buddhist is really made on the basis of whether or not one affirms the object of grasping of selfhood or whether one rejects and denies the object of grasping of selfhood. So here Jamyang Shepa has summed up in his root text on the Indian philosophies, where he says that it is on the basis of whether one is affirming or rejecting the object of grasping out of selfhood, the distinction between the Buddhists and the non-Buddhist schools is made. Then the question can be raised, why is there such proliferation of so many philosophical standpoints, so many philosophical schools, including various forms of Buddhist philosophy? So here, as a form of a response to this possible question, we find a statement in the Langa Avatara scripture, Langa Avatara Sutra, a reference to many different forms of vehicles, spiritual vehicles. It refers to the vehicles of the celestial beings, it refers to the vehicles of the humans and so on. And the point being made in the Langa Avatara Sutra is that so long as sentient beings exist, and there will be a multiplicity and diversity of spiritual inclinations, mental dispositions, and so on.
So
So if we, from the Buddhist point of view, if we observe the diversity of world's major religious traditions that we observe today in the world, all of them emphasize the practice of ethical discipline, ethical living. All of them emphasize the importance of cultivating love, compassion, and the practice of warm-heartedness aimed at creation of a better human being, a kinder and more compassionate human being. And all of these, so ethical practice is really at the heart of all of these spiritual teachings. And also many of these religious traditions also have a spiritual practice that is aimed at a kind of a higher level of attainment, such as being reborn in heaven, or you know, some form of that, a kind of a deeper spiritual attainment. So from the Buddhist point of view, these multiplicity of faith traditions, the religious traditions, can be seen as what is referred to in the scriptures as the vehicles for the humans and the divine beings. Then in ancient India, there were also non-Buddhist spiritual traditions where, in addition to ethical practice and ethical discipline, there were also highly developed and refined meditation techniques, all of which are aimed at cultivation of a single-pointed, deep, sort of a heightened states of mind, many of which are described as form and formless states. So many of these meditative practices that emphasize the cultivation of single-pointedness of mind, that is shamatha, tranquil abiding or calm abiding, and also a special insight or penetrative insight, vipassana, by reflecting deeply upon the defects of existence in the desire realm, and then transcending the level of senses and moving beyond states of what I refer to as form and formless states. These forms of practices and the religious system that enshrines them, from the Buddhist point of view, from this scripture point of Langa Avatara's point of view, would be understood as what is meant by the vehicles of the Brahma. Then there are other paths, such as the path that are primarily aimed at attainment of liberation from cyclic existence and elimination of the fundamental ignorance of grasping at selfhood, and so on. So these paths, which are described in the scriptures as a path transcending the world, these paths again will have other divisions. For example, there is the path of the Shravaka vehicle, which is the disciple's vehicle, and there is the Pratyaga Buddha path, which is the self-realized ones, and then there is the Bodhisattva path, and these as described in the text here. As Langa Avatara Sutra states, that so long as diversity of human thoughts remain, and there will be diversity of spiritual paths that will be appropriate for the individual human beings. So what this suggests is a recognition at a profound level that given the diversity of mental dispositions, spiritual inclinations, and interest of sentient beings, there is a need for the diversity of spiritual paths. So in relation or correspondence to the diversity of mental disposition, spiritual inclinations, and interest of the sentient beings, they will evolve paths that are appropriated and suited to these different mental dispositions and the needs and the spiritual inclinations of the sentient beings. So if that is the case, if that is a fact, then there is simply no basis to argue or make the claim in one way or another that this is the best path and that is the worst path. Because the evaluation of the validity of the path really has to be done on the basis of whether or not a particular path is beneficial and suited for the, for a given individual. So simply because in from a certain point of view, certain philosophical or tradition or a viewpoint or a certain path may be described as higher does not mean that that is the best, because depending upon the need of the individual, there will be a specific path that will be best to that individual. So once, as a Buddhist, once one comes to recognize that kind of understanding, then one will immediately appreciate the need for the importance of greater spiritual interreligious understanding and in interreligious harmony.
Benna. 상제베 쳬바랑난 차샤네 에 태과 고 나가는 신기 둠데시오네 차샤네 둠데시스체네 용되게 해봐리 다 상제 좀 된데 뜸바 대탐시게 뜸바 뜸바 좀 된데 코나란 게 그나 릉룩이 따와디 가르쳐놓나 우메베 따와디 다 인국이 아래 자 드레 이메 이르자네 다 코나란 게 릉룩이 짱짱 미송아 뒤지에 감도 못 봤다. 뒤네, 아니 다음에 다시 송도가. 자, 드는 이 말인데 좀 된 대기 최송야디 가시고 그게 시스무신다 그런 게 간다지 광발이야 법슈코 랑왕국권에 신다하게 땅 몰이야 모두 무시해 송셔도 뭐임바. 최송야 그 과발디 밀팽아 전달 송부 이르자네. 看到那个门罩的，但那不让那不洗下的，那不让那不让那里呀。看到那个门罩的，罗马门罩的呀，过大门罩的去过送的哇。这张我的地，我说，他说别生钱的，哎你，全地的其余的几位都住门罩的也得，可能看到那个人家写了就差不多了，人不要的。别那，今天胳膊不，他说的，对象个心里呀。 今天胳膊不得住下来以后，好像个人不，什么人也不给判断全部，我单单用过了吧？但今天因为太忙了呀，今天胳膊不买卖得住的没什么人。但对这人个性忙了呀，今天胳膊不买卖的下个得住的人不愿意得了，今天胳膊不下下来得住的没什么强度呀。加上个少的没什么时代的。
那原来我你个团里写过么多什么成绩？出入拍车，那出入坐车里的拍车里呀，过就这个得住职车，得住这个住的六十职车，你弄的话，这当六十台里呀，拍车几不来，没上过车过呀，枪吧，拧着，甩吧，抄袭，这就台的，哎呢？ 修上面那几不多，咱第一的呢，主军的写的，主军六十的写的啊嘞。但六十的没什么了呀，就属下就打六十第一的六国呀的中间的了，哎，你们这好管的，看不到门外贴吧嘞，这个了，你这个我不要嘞，第一个我不中国嘞，是不呢？这个六十的你不签用的呀，这个了呀，你这个我不要嘛嘞。 他都等于那个个人嘞。
균제의 통한 누구의 아래? 세네. 땜바이나? 그게 그냥, 럽지디, 숙세 좀 해야지. 너도 와. 자, 딘데인데, 떠주다, 주두, 럽지, 니체. 다 주두, 럽지디, 쉐인데, 주를 삼으러, 서브드미스 쉐트야, 말이야. 소소 카드 먹어, 찍어오고 타네. 다 강, 렘바디, 강산 때라 섭슈디 차려. 다 떠주고 섭류, 럽바이나? 해지야, 섭류 쉐트오래. 낭배 떠주디, 다 패지 써버래. 낭바랑은 나네, 차샤네, 우마베 떠주디, 섭슈디. 지람에 떠줄래, 너집에 떠줄, 너집에 떠줄래, 쌤쌤에 떠줄, 쌤쌤에 떠줄, 쌤쌤에 나는 이네, 남대에 떠줄래, 남집에 떠줄, 사버래. 링어리시마. 다 되네, 우마바. 우마베 나는 이네, 타녀도 랑세, 쉐겐딜레, 타녀도 랑세, 미싱에디, 다 사바. 좌대도 와. 떠줄만에 사바, 다시 쉐도 그래.
So, even in the context of Buddhism, we speak of four Buddhist philosophical schools, Vaibhashika, Sotrantika, Chittamatra, the mind only, and middle way, Madhyamaka. And also we speak of the three vehicles, or the two vehicles, lesser vehicle and the great vehicle, and so on, all of which are attributed to the single teacher, Buddha Shakyamuni. So what we have here is a situation where if we were to ask what is exactly the Buddha's own final standpoint, why did Buddha teach such diversity and sometimes quite opposing, contradictory teachings in his scriptures? So the Buddha's own, you know, final standpoint may, from the point of view of Madhyamaka, be that of the middle way philosophy, but it is also a fact that Buddha did teach the teaching, the philosophy of the Vaibhashika school, Sotrantika school, and the mind-only school, and also Buddha taught the teachings and practices of the lesser vehicle and so on. So what we see here, even in the Buddhist context, is a recognition of how the Buddha's teaching of the Dharma is really has to be understood in the context of its appropriateness to the given audience. So in a sense, Buddha is not a case of an enlightened being who only wants to reveal one truth to everybody. It is a case of a Buddha having to, having to select what is most beneficial and what is most effective and what is most suitable in a given context and a given situation. So what we understand here is that the profundity and the value and validity of a teaching has really to be based on the evaluation of how beneficial it is. If it is beneficial to the given context, it is profound. If it is not beneficial, even though it may be a very profound teaching, it has no value. So the validity and the value of a spiritual teaching has to be really judged on the basis of its effectiveness and its benefit to the particular context. So from this point of view, we cannot really say this is more profound teaching than that, because the profundity and validity has to be judged contextually. Similarly, if we look at, so we can use that as an example from our own tradition, then to extrapolate from this perspective and then extend it to other religious traditions. So if you look at other religious traditions, generally speaking, we can see two dimensions to any spiritual tradition. There is the ethical teaching dimension, and there is the dimension which can be described as philosophical or metaphysical. Now, in the realm of metaphysics and philosophy, there may be a lot of differences between the religious traditions, but on the level of ethics, on the level of the ethical dimension, and there is a uniformity of message in all the great traditions of the world. All of them carry the same message of love, compassion, forgiveness, tolerance, and the need for simplicity and contentment and discipline. All of these are common message, ethical teachings of all the religious traditions. So from that perspective, one cannot say, and this is a better religion than that, and that is the best religion, or this is not so, and so on. One cannot simply make any such judgments because they all carry the same message. And now, on the philosophical side, so what we can see is that, in a sense, the philosophy and the metaphysics are the premises or the explanation which culminates in the outcome, which is the core of the religious teaching, which is the ethical teachings. So the ethical teachings are the outcome of the philosophical kind of analysis. So in the realm of philosophy, obviously there are a lot of differences, because the differences lie in how you explain the importance of love, importance of compassion, importance of forgiveness, and so on. How you ground the importance of these ethical practices, and what explanations do you give, what are the reasons you give. There will be differences between different religious traditions. So for example, for some individuals, the approach of the theistic tradition, where a belief in an all-powerful creator, a divine being, is the foundation of your philosophical understanding, and the ethical teachings are grounded upon that fundamental belief, and where you, if you are grounded in that kind of belief, then your whole ethical, and the premise for the ethical practice would be to try to live your life according to how you can fulfill the wish or the will of that powerful creator. So for some individuals, that approach, the theistic approach, has a sense of immediacy, a sense of a power and effect. Whereas for some individuals, the explanation of the importance of the ethical teachings on a non-theistic approach would be more suited, where they explain that the importance of love, compassion, and so on really has to do with the importance of understanding one's own individual responsibility, the cause and effect, and so on. So that kind of non-theistic approach, where the emphasis is on understanding oneself as one's own ultimate salvation, that kind of approach will be more effective and it will carry a greater resonance. So therefore, we cannot really say that this particular approach is best and better, because again here, best and better really has to be judged on the basis of individual context. However, in the metaphysical, purely on the metaphysical and philosophical level, one can speak about certain philosophical ideas being more sophisticated, more refined, and more logical than others. That may be possible, but as a tradition as a whole, there is simply no basis for making judgments about some being better and other being worse.
맨그 규제 차네 진단직 담맨 그 그게 팬하기 에 가서 그게 뉴뱅 뮤직 이도와 자다 맨 서비스야디 또 언니 나서 가라 맨 관계 그게다 탐어요 다 뒤촌에 삼당으로 봐 뒤즈잖아 맨 지 서버에서 로트에 켜는 거 맨 진단체디 맨 서버에서 로트에 켜는 거 그 나서고 나서 지라고 들려고 다다 평행지 맨디 다 맨디 서버로 그래서 다이네 맨 른단체를 집에 있는 리카시의 공춘주의 리카시의 공춘부로
So I often give the example of medicine. When we look at medicines, we can make distinctions between different forms of medicine on the basis of how expensive the individual drugs are, because of the ingredients that go into making the particular a pill. So, however, when we make the evaluation about what is the best medicine, we cannot really make it on the basis of which one is more expensive, because the value of medicine really lies in its effect of curing the a particular illness. So whatever is the most effective medicine for that particular illness, this is from that point of view, that is the best medicine, regardless of whether it may be less expensive than other types of medicine. Of course, from the point of view of the cost, we can talk about some medicine being more valuable in the sense of more expensive as opposed to others. But, you know, in a proper sense, the value of the medicine really has to be judged on the basis of its effectiveness with relation to a specific ailment.
제가 맨슬러 조디 내를 편하다 삼다야 되면 그 규제 삼다 말봐 진단 삼다 말봐 대신도 최슬러 심 누구야 지금 삼다야 되면 디 필로소피컬 게시다 조르면 봐.
So, however, when we try to define medicine, you know, the sort of a defining characteristic of a medicine is that of, I mean, that is in relation to curing an illness. We cannot define medicine in terms of how much it costs. We can only define medicine in terms of its effectiveness in relation to a particular ailment. Similarly, when we speak of spiritual practice or spiritual teaching, we can only define the value of a spiritual teaching in relation to its effectiveness in transforming our emotions and thoughts. So imagine when the Buddha was in India, and of course Buddha taught, you know, Buddha appeared in India in a cultural context of the presence of many other spiritual traditions and spiritual schools that were available there. And within that context, Buddha brought his own message of no self, rejection of belief in eternal, abiding, enduring self, and so on. However, and of course, in some instances, Buddha has debated with his contemporaries on the virtues and the drawbacks of believing in the notion of selfhood and so on. But however, Buddha has never stated anywhere in his teachings, nor did he expect that the entire people of India turn into Buddhism or turn into Buddhists. He had never even imagined or never even claimed the possibility of or demanded that all the Indian people you know, follow the Buddhist path.
Oh yeah. Now that is the basis of, let's say, mutual respect to among the different traditions. And in fact, I think mutual admiration. I'm Buddhist. Sometimes I describe myself as a staunch Buddhist. But so I disagree some of the views. But I respect, sincerely, because it worked among the humanity in the past and today and future. It immense sort of today, it gives, I think, immense benefit to millions of people. So there's plenty of reason to respect, to admire, to appreciation. So that is the, I think, the proper way to develop, to promote genuine harmony among the spiritual traditions. Yeah. That is what I'm saying. I'm saying that 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 I'm saying 달라 년도지 태고를 쉬고 남지 다완이 순서에다 가서 이 십자체나 다 년도지 다 좀들 쉬나 사실 다 년도지 좀대 다와데스 와다 년도지 태고를 쉬고 남지 아니 좀대 다완이 최탐자라 무디벌로 속에 좋아다 꿀에 꿀도 딱베스 옛매베 채벌 따와당스지 무디버디 좀더 마워드샤 속대 뒤버 좀더 마워 맹행기 이게 되게 한다 찰바다 양면도 무투산이여 봐. 다 친질로 그 따완즈 뭐 뭐인 봐. 마도바 마도바랑 이제 대등해 줘 봐다. 마도 머리고 마도고 머리고 상황도 여대 봐. 어떻게 저저 자주 오면로 아. 제니 대다하기 리지기 다 겨우 그지 하는 매버랑 대대 하라고. 전쟁이 꾸르웠다. 양 다도 둔덤마에 다 풍불리 되신데 다 이어버렸다. 전쟁이 다 좋아도 꾸르에 군도 딱배 예매배 채배다 왔다. 딱 발로 쏘고 이어버렸다 왔니스. 다 풍불리 되신데 다 득지랑어. 딱 봤다 쏘배 되고 직부다. 군을 켜봐도 되는데 아니 다 켜버렸잖아요. 된대식 예벌 따왔니? 뺐나? 타발로 주도 통화신도 때는 매버지레스 통화신도 매지레스 풍부함다 찌질러 쏘배 뭐래 당연히 풍부함다 찌질러 쏘배 용어친부 시 두 철업당스 다, 가시 우리 그게 수제 애니 철, 다 자수주와 꼭 가다 애니 그게 차제 된주, 너나 그게 차제사, 네 참이, 참이기다 변비 두 철, 자수주와 사네 애니 친중원시. 남시한 대바당. 낭 남벌 시어바니 대현 탑으로 이어봐 따싱. 진지기다 더주 대당 아니 람 고미운드 파베 댐바시 관배. 댄실은 죽도 추신도 죽네. 진지기 람 관배 림기 제부 Rimgi Drebu Nabashi Druba Yinus, Gyushula Sobeda Drebu Shi Druba Yinus,
So we now read from the text, and so then now the section on the Buddhist path vehicles begin. So we read, the path that transcends the world too consists of two categories, one the dialectical vehicle and two the indestructible vehicle of Vajrayana. The dialectical vehicle in turn is threefold, one, the vehicle of the disciples, two, the vehicle of the self-realized ones, and three, the vehicle of the bodhisattvas. And of these, the vehicle of those who have, of these, the view of those who have entered the vehicle of the disciple is as follows. So here it refers to the lesser vehicle, philosophical views of Saravaka, and their view is explained in the following. They maintain that the nihilistic view, denying everything, and the eternalistic view, asserting the existence of eternal realities, which are postulated by the extremists and so on, by means of reification and denigration, are as untrue as perceiving a coiled rope as a snake. So here, the nihilistic view refers to the standpoints of such as the unreflective and the materialists and the nihilist, who on the whole reject the notion of life after death, pre-existence and so on. And the eternalist view here refers to the belief in eternal enduring self, independent self that we spoke about. And so the disciples' vehicle, those who adhere to that philosophical viewpoint, maintains that these kind of postulates, which are, rejection of rebirth and so on, which constitutes denigration, and belief in eternal self and so on, constitutes a form of reification. These are as untrue as seeing a coiled rope as a snake. And then, having explained what they reject, then the author goes on to explain what they actually espouse. Then it reads, in contrast, they view the aggregates, the elements and the sources.
오래 치드 치드 소르다 가다 수소 치르그 치디리 뒤든 처지 참이 싸네 아니 통금 기질로 써고 기다 가서 그게 숙진 처지 제 다제네 남버셔바 기지 참이 싸네 드리기다 균기 남버셔바 대니가 대한다버 여바 다시
So we read that in contrast, they view the aggregates and the elements and the sources as being comprised of the four great elements and as well as the consciousness to be ultimately real. So what this points to is their philosophical understanding of the nature of reality where they see the physical world, material world, as being constituted by indivisible, partless particles which are devoid of special dimensions, and it is through the constitution of these indivisible particles, which through the aggregation of this, they understand the origin of the physical and the material objects, and they understand the origin and the nature of the consciousness in terms of aggregation of points of consciousness or points of mental states which are indivisible temporally. From the point of view of temporal processes. So, and they understand both of these external material objects and internal mental states to be ultimately real. And then we read that, and it is by means of meditating on the Four Noble Truths that in due course the four kinds of fruits or the results are realized. So the followers of the Charvaka vehicle, the disciples' vehicle, and they maintain that it is on the basis of practicing the Four Noble Truths that one will in due course attain the four kinds of results. The four kinds of result refers to the stream enterer, once returner, never returner, and the arhat stage.
Then Rangsangji Yitabala Shubha Namji Tawani. sungdun tawa pongshe dang, zibu mibu chi dani, tenji siru tabi na yadadiba shibasha suwa na jijani, tenin ribi sungdo pang, zindo mibangwa, ta jenegi kheba chi, sungdo yare. Ta digi zimbu shiba temchuk ta, sungwa, ta kasu uri kuge, ta rangi tumde kwane ba, rangi tumde kasu uri kuge, dujun na jijani, sungwa tembar meba, zimbu tembar tawa. Tawa jenegi ribi ta, samsame tawa.
Next is the explanation of the view of the followers of the Pratyeka Buddha vehicle, which is the self-realized ones. So we read in the text, the view of, this is on page 34, the view of those who have entered the vehicle of the self-realized ones is as follows. With respect to viewing the eternal self and so on that are postulated by the extremist by means of reification and denigration to being non-existent, they are similar to the disciples. So the point being made here is that with relation to the teaching on no self, anatman, the adherents of the Pratyeka Buddha vehicle and adherents of the disciples' vehicles, they share the same position. So with respect to the doctrine of no self, anatman, the position is the same. Then we read, the difference is that they understand the aggregates of form and one aspect of the reality element to be devoid of self-existence. So this is a reference to the uniqueness of the viewpoint of the Pratyeka Buddhas. And here, the reference to the one element, one part of the reality element, it refers to the understanding of the absence of selfhood to the objects as opposed to the subject. So within the world of subject and objects, the adherents of this viewpoint are capable of rejecting the self-existence of the objects, but not of the subjects. They believe in the ultimate reality of the subjective experiences. Differentiating the Saravakas, the disciples, and the self-realized one is similar to the one found in Maitreya's Abhisamaya Alamkara, the ornament of clear realization, where the wisdom of the three vehicles are clearly differentiated. So the wisdom, primary wisdom of the Saravaka, the disciples' vehicle, is that of the insight into no self, anatman, and the primary wisdom of the Pratyeka Buddhas, the self-realized one, is the insight into the non-duality of subject and object, which is similar to the mind-only school's standpoint. And then the primary wisdom of the Bodhisattva is the insight into the no self of phenomena. So then we read that also at the time of attaining the fruit of self-realized one's state, unlike the disciples, they do not depend upon a spiritual mentor. So the self-realized ones are able to gain the realization without dependence upon the presence of a teacher. So then we read, rather due to the force of their past habituation, they realize the profound ultimate reality by means of the 12 links of dependent origination and attain the fruit of self-enlightenment. So in the scriptures, the Pratyeka Buddhas, the self-realized ones, are particularly associated with a deep understanding of the mechanism and the dynamics of the 12 links of dependent origination, both in terms of forward causation of the first chain in the link leading to the second chain in the link and so on, second link in the chain and so on. And similarly, it also refers to the understanding of the 12 links of dependent origination in the dynamics of how by bringing the end of the latter, one can bring about the end of the former link in the chain. So this knowledge of the 12 links of dependent origination with context, in the context of self-realized one, refers to understanding its both causal dynamics and also the dynamics of how they are brought to an end. And so here, the ultimate reality refers to the self-realized one's understanding of the absence of a duality between subject and object. So we read that they realize the profound ultimate reality, dharmata, by means of the 12 links of dependent origination and attain the fruit of self-enlightenment.
다데네 전주 선배 태고를 쉬고 넘기 따와니 끊는 유모바도 남버잖아 최참제 된 담버는 정신 매바 인라 꾸조도니 김어서도 수수 친이 만져버려 여대 자다들라 다 우모베 따와 숭기 숭기 아래 다 우모베 따와라 낭세기 나 로비 루주기 젠장 직주 임바라 다 타녀도 랑제 셰지셰게 변호를 링대제다. 아니 가수를 보게 로비 생각상보다 아니 로 캔지 시워소다. 그래서 까마를 실어. 그래서 제디 탄이도 나서 시시게. 사마를 못 주어 숙여 아래. 가 어리 이샤. 다제네 양 로비 루주보다 젠장. 아니 로비 산제장다. 아니 반다 나와타거든. 시원하다. 그래서 제기 아니 추에 삼아송구 아래 나가는 신기 가르고 탄여도 있는 랑스 세지 미시브 세지 등대기다 시다면다 여배 인류산에 전 추에 탐제 전 담바른 내 정신 매바 인하세야 다디 들루면다 용서래 런지브 루스는 시체는 대야지 텐지브 루는 시체는 대야지 배신이 용서래 네 군소도니 규모장도 딱 각자 차라 다 민자와 요리디 이내 가서 대가네 아니 가서 대정신도 나야 믿어봐 주문다고 아니 군주 신이 소소 만져버려 여대에서 다 되게 따와서 손 너는 최선제 된주고 동안 세야게 다 따와서 손이 말해 다 따와 뒤치 다음에 왜 따와서 뒤치 진리를 왜 다 따와 뒤 아니 탑기 좋아서 제외 관해 고민을 자네 파르도 침벌 쭉 다음 떡지 파르도 침벌 이시지 파르도 침벌 이래 가래 너는 파르도 침벌이나 이래 턱깨지 파르도 침벌 어디 내게 파르도 침벌 두고 가느냐 파르도 침벌 어디 시부디 내니 뒤 배지 실기 파르도 침벌로 떡지 침벌 배지 임벌이다 내 야옥수 정도돼 배지 임벌이 어디 내 집에다 파르도 침벌 쭉 파르도 침벌 쭉 파르도신부 쭉 제베 제부 아니 서주 림지 제베 타라 라나메베 정수도 주문되바 이노 다 되잖아 아드시아마타 보는 신기 우마베 로빈 첨부 디즈나리 디즈나리야 아니 예 냐랑기 최지람이 아니 또보 예수미 아니 또보 메송게 아라 간다 드리기 시범에 저 전부 이해바래 다가는 신기 아니 다미니레 차라 시바다 미시바 아니 타녀도 랑세 시바다 미시바 다 딘제면 딘제기 민자와 민자의 차바래 용기와래
Next is the Bodhisattva vehicle. Here we read the following. The view of those who have entered the vehicle of the Bodhisattva is as follows. All phenomena of thoroughly afflicted and enlightened classes are on the ultimate level devoid of intrinsic nature, while on the conventional level they possess their individual characteristics in a clearly distinctive manner. So this particular sentence explains the philosophical viewpoint of the middle way school, which represents the Bodhisattva's philosophical standpoint. And historically, among the commentators on Nagarjuna's teaching on emptiness, they emerged broadly two distinct approaches. On the one side are great masters like Bhava Viveka, Haribhadra, and Shantarakshita, who came to Tibet, and Kamala Shila, all of whom, while rejecting the notion of true existence on the ultimate level, they accept some notion of svabhava or self-nature on the conventional level. On the other side are, again, commentators on Nagarjuna, such as Buddha Palita, Chandrakirti, and Shantideva, who rejected the notion of self-nature.
Self-nature, what is it?
So they reject, His Holiness was disputing my use of the word self-nature to translate for svabhava, because by rejecting svabhava, it is sometimes translated as intrinsic being or self-nature or own being, or it's translated differently by different translators, of course. So by rejecting self-nature or svabhava, as His Holiness points out, they are not rejecting individual characteristics of phenomena. For example, solidity is the defining characteristic of earth element. So the point is that one is not rejecting any notion of nature. So individual phenomena having their own defining nature, such as solidity is the defining nature of earth element, and heat is the defining characteristics of fire, and so on. These kind of defining natures are not being rejected. What is being rejected is some kind of intrinsic being, kind of a swabhava. So on the other side are great masters like Buddha Palita, Chandrakirti, and Shantideva, who not only reject the notion of a true existence on the ultimate level, but also reject the notion of swabhava, this intrinsic being or self-nature or own being, even on the conventional level. So what we see here is that historically there emerged different interpretations of Nagarjuna's teachings on on the teaching on emptiness. There are those who would, and so the differences lie in the either acceptance or rejection of the notion of svabhava, the self-nature, on the conventional level. The differences of whether or not even the Shravakas, the disciples and the self-realized ones, it is necessary to realize the emptiness of phenomena in order to gain liberation. Some maintains yes, some maintains no. And similarly, there is a difference of opinion on whether or not between the selflessness of person and the selflessness of phenomena, there is a difference of subtlety. So, of course, on these details, they evolved, they emerged, broadly speaking, two distinct approaches to understanding Nagarjuna's teaching on emptiness. And then the text then goes on to read that the bodhisattvas aspire to seek the unexcelled enlightenment, which is the culmination of traversing the 10 levels and the fruit of practicing the 6 perfections one by one. So what is being pointed out here is that in terms of the path, bodhisattvas traverse through the 10 bodhisattva bhumis, or the levels or grounds, by means of practicing the 10 perfections. So when we speak of 10 perfections, in addition to the 6, the final, the 6th, has further divisions of within that. So in addition to the 6th, which is the perfection of wisdom, then there is the perfection of power, a perfection of skillful means, perfection of skillful means, power, and aspiration, and transcendent wisdom. So it is on the basis of practicing these 10 perfections, the bodhisattvas finally aspire to attain the unexcelled enlightenment by traversing the 10 bodhisattva bhumis one by one.
Yeah. 다제네마 도시 태워라야 나바 숨데스 자외주의 태워다 니게주의 태워다 다 치 자와다 난게 난조 숨겨야나다 자외주의 태워다 니게주의 니게주의 태워다 난조지 태워 소설하다 난조의 규다 난조 라나의 규니부디 직도 덤네 난조의 직도 덤네다 난조의 태워 송샤 태워 숨샤 달라 자외주의 태워를 쉬워는 게 따와니 그래서 다른 답으로 깽가 매바 레스 군소도 사회 수지 꿀 검신 다 순하다 되게 아니 다 나지 다 나지적으로 양도 돼야 돼 아니 사회 내셔도 이 말이 다 대비 용다시도 나바 튐베 람 다다네 매바 이지시네 다 꼬미야지 숭구여래 자 다 들려야 아니 사기야 돼 이 말이 Tal hakiru di kandir eslam na, ini tunjuk tu bersama har shawa saya dah di kuyari. So di kandir eslam na, tuan tambah jengah meba le, sen. Kunci tu saya suju guru komisin, sen sunya di, tan tuan tambah jengah meba saya dah di. Rangsin tu tambah ini berapa? Rangsin tu tambah ini berciri di, ini berdi samgi mencobar. Rangshin meba, meba shiwe tane, rangshin meba yinba di yinba shiwe chayne. Dendendebe rangshin meba ye dawa tini, eni thagu nabaliya shawaji, da kukuyari. Da dende yinba yindu, tantambar genga meba tanda pomni shiwe le, sewa. Dendendebe da rangshin meba shiwe lokora, eni nangsa, eni thayi suju guru gomshinzi. 贵宋年堂土长山堂乃至堂桑者堂土济堂沙堂举高了说过所有的有些的举进所谓土人主播哦孙亚迪那你七巧啊记得藏者了说过这真正的所有的对呢哎你哎东西这个什么哈的下面那叫我们呀真的是这些说明白
So the next we read in the text, the indestructible vehicle of Vajrayana has 3 classes. One, the vehicle of Kriya Tantra, that's the action Tantra. Then the, two, the vehicle of Ubaya Tantra, that is both external activities and internal yoga. And three, the vehicle of Yoga Tantra. So here, Yoga Tantra is a generic term that is used for both yoga and highest yoga tantra. So then we read the explanation of the first tantra. The view of those who have entered Kriya Tantra is as follows. Whilst there are no origination and cessation on the ultimate level, On the conventional level, one visualizes oneself in the form of a deity and cultivates the deity's image. So what this points out is that one of the defining characteristics of the Vajrayana path is the practice of deity yoga. And so the text here explains what is the heart of the deity yoga practice. And the heart of the deity yoga practice is to generate oneself into the deity on the basis of generating a deep insight into the ultimate nature of oneself. So the text reads that there are no origination and cessation on the ultimate level. So of course, in reality, there are no origination and cessation on the ultimate level. But what is being pointed out here is that one must cultivate the recognition of that, awareness of that and cognition of that truth. And then the very mind that has understood that, that has gained that realization, that mind itself then arises as in the form of a deity. So we read that on the conventional level, one visualizes oneself in the form of a deity and cultivates the deity's image, which is the body, and the attributes, which symbolizes the mind, and the hand implements, and the mantra repetitions, which symbolizes the speech, on the basis of the power of coming together of the necessary ritual articles and other conditions. So the key characteristics of the Kriya Tantra is the emphasis on the need for of the external activities and the ritual conditions and so on as an aid for bringing about the realization of the inner deity yoga state.
Dadi, Dorji Tekba Sundadi, Dorji Sidadi, Michibiki Imbari. Kang Michibur is Lona, Tavshi Yer Michib. That Tavshi Yer Michibur Sadi, Krishna's words Lona, Jirini, Tabachimbu, Ji Lulia, that Kasuri. 뚱이도 왜, 로디 시럽체, 이시지 소체. 다 전에, 진소, 그, 쥐바디디, 에네, 디체, 탑체. 저, 다 전에, 탑시, 니부디, 에네, 숭도 되고 그래. 빼나 루루기, 에네, 가사지고 그래. 교환이 교우고 순환시 소화서도 순환시 대신 담보군이 토벌 쇼세니 아니 랑든 추구 담바 샨주 수구 담바 자 그런데 담보인 있는 입구대 아니 랑더 제수 틈에 아니 교 가시고 순환고 사다 예식 소 이후도 순도제가 다음에 토고 레송인 바래 아 대신도 아니 나와서 왜 우먼주고 나래야 군수들이 쇼양하고 대교고 남외교고 대니교고 남외 눈산에 개월로 독수지 대형인데 자수 바로 초등으로 선송인 바래 자 근데 이번 인도산에 가서 우리 그 산지지 고방 아니 성수 미세바 땡기 콜로 딘데기 아니 제비 연대 대문도 제발해야 교두네 아니 탑시 숭도 되고 그래 그래서 송인 바래 레디 하루도 심배 태백 걸려야 탑시 열미 심어 써야 돼 숭구야 말해 가려서 나면 탑도 실어 써야 돼 모소소를 샤고 위하래 나아기 태백 걸려야 탑시 열미 심어 반절 써야 돼 탑시 열미 심어 써야 돼 탑도 실어 모소소 니 아니 직로수 직송에 관해 예, 가서 우리 그게 순둔자 왔어요. 대상만 인바. 로 찍을래? 덕체 탑시 소수 잡아 마도 모 찍도 예대로 찍이. 저사가 모 예를 미시바 써야 돼 송 인바래. 근데 인도 덕지스. 다? 탑시 예를 미시바 로 찍을이야. 이니 기루디 근리지라스라나 소소디 다시 원에 채우는 뒤에 난저 라미지 걸려야 아니 외색이 있을래 아니 숙 가서 우리 그게 수고다 나봐 지수 텐데 아니 남직다 아니 가서 우리 그게 대퇴니나 수고다 나봐 텐데 남디 퇴직을 해야 되고 제제 되는 데보다 탑시 간다 외세 찍니 아니 수고도 추구 다 가서 그게 뚫을 셔야 되고 지금 뚫을 그게 가서 우리 그게 다 뚫을 그게 뚫을 되고 지금 쉬고면은 我真的是一个大家还有了我到做做真的是红萝卜了主要是原本也就是啥呢提这个不给吸定下了得了呀因为觉得我们也跟呢讲因为呃可是我的不给呃东西都给松动他笑啊没呢真的这个他说过借钱因为借呗他说过天天了没呢要东西过没啊我真的得了因为他不是 다들 탑시 이게 몇십을 배지 가서 그래. 당시 탑도 서구 자식으로 미국에 차네 탑당 아니 동일을 예반전에 차네 실업세네 숭야지 다 탑시 오직 독세치야 마도 오직도 여다 와도 배지 맨로 자 다 조조 탑시 이게 몇십을 내서 라미가 겁니다 숭대하게 구투 숭주 로맥 겁니다 숭주 숭대하게 다 대관이
So here we are talking about the various levels of the path of the Vajrayana vehicle. So here it is important to understand what is meant by Vajrayana, the indestructible or indivisible vehicle. So Vajra here has the connotation of indivisibility. So in that sense, we are talking about a vehicle that has indivisibility as its a central characteristic. So what is the indivisibility we are speaking of here? So the indivisibility here refers to the indivisibility of the method aspect of the path and the wisdom aspect of the path. So it is the indivisibility of the two aspects of the path, method and wisdom, which is the essence of the Vajrayana path. However, insofar as the need for the union of method and wisdom is concerned, and this is also emphasized in the perfection vehicle, the sutra vehicle as well. For example, we find in Nagarjuna's text, there is an aspiration at the conclusion of a text where he draws parallel or correlations between the two accumulations, the accumulation of wisdom and accumulation of merits, as corresponding to the two Buddha Kayas, the form body of the Buddha and the truth body of the Buddha. And it is by relying upon a path which has the two accumulations of merit and wisdom, one aspires to attain the Buddhahood, which is the embodiment of the two Buddha Kayas, the two Buddha bodies of form and reality. Similarly, Chandrakirti explains in his supplement to the middle way, Madhyamaka Avatara, where he compares the two aspects of the path, the method and wisdom, as the two wings of a bird that cruises across the ocean to reach the shore of enlightenment. So again, there is an emphasis on the need for the union of the method and wisdom aspect of the path. However, in the context of the non-Vajrayana path, the sutra approach, and the union of the two is really understood in terms of one complementing the other. So the method aspect of the path and the wisdom aspect of the path, they are seen as two independent streams of realization. So the method is primarily characterized by the practice of the five perfections, such as generosity and cultivation of awakening mind and so on, whereas the wisdom aspect of the path is primarily characterized by the wisdom of emptiness. And it is the complementarity of these two aspects of the path that one develops the union of method and wisdom. However, in the Vajrayana context, the union of the two is really understood at a much more profound level, where the union is not a matter of two factors, one complementing the other, but rather it is a union in the form of indivisibility. So in other words, both method aspect of the path and wisdom aspect of the path has to be present within a single event of a mental state. So how is that achieved in the Vajrayana path is reflected even in the early stages of the practice. For example, in the deity yoga meditation, the core of the deity yoga practice is to first generate understanding of emptiness. And this wisdom of emptiness is then imagined as arising, taking the form of a deity. So where within a single cognitive event, mental event, there is the realization of emptiness and also there is the visualization of oneself as a deity present in a single event of the mind. So they are inseparable. But ultimately, the true meaning of the indivisibility of the method and wisdom arises really at the highest yoga tantra level, where within a single instance of the clear light state of mind, both the factor for the attainment of Buddha's rupakaya, the form body, and the factors for the attainment of Buddha's dharmakaya, the reality body, both of them are present within a single instance of the experience of clear light. So this is the ultimate meaning of the indivisibility of method and wisdom. However, even on the lower classes of tantra, such as Kriya Tantra, the action tantra, and the deity yoga meditation really conveys this indivisibility of the method and aspect, be it on the level of imagination, because it's really at the level of visualization, but still within a single visualization, both the aspect of the path are present.
Oh, yeah. That the other driven on the air. That again, that is to get the Shuyagi. Turn Tamper, Kenga, Meva, Le, Kuzu, Tai, Suji, Kuru, Komshin, Suyatella, Chirbana, and the Sasha, and so on, as you can't talk when you know, tell them your own use. Can't do any more, tell them your room in your son, as you can get. Rashi Tomba Inza, Shaji Tavare. 다 버렸다 그 이야기. 근데 그래서 다 버렸을라나? 내가 마다가 풍급지지 되게 안돼. 내년지 풍부 되게 돈을 쉬고 이만한데 사제 내년지 풍부 내년지 샹왕자 시대한테 빼대 파 러시 동발 파 가서 오래다 뒤 땡리야 똥이 곰네 똥이 곰배 아니 냉올이야 가서 냉오 좀 더 마세요 아니 낭올라에 마다가 풍부지 뒤에 파 나와디 뒤 但那我的对呢，眼我了人心当呗，啊，告诉我这个当官了，这个差远啊，要不然，第一套了，那我来，碰个几几的，马上把碰个几几的话对起，等这个那我当上下去的话，但第一眼呢，东宁眼呗，落第二，当然这个是，特许叫我干的，等于这个他这外面细数，人家把他下的，第二眼来是的，第二眼呗，落第二，就是钱。哎，你老公拿不来呀，下这个钱。工作都太熟，啥的都没来。再往这里一买，人家团团白，团团白的，健康买不来。工作都太熟，就过了光鲜，是啊。但是人家想不到吧？俺怎么了？就俺怎么了？这个吃个点点的肉，这个蒙古药的，因为冬天过了呀。 샤라 더 나스게 미집어 아주 영대기도 봐. 자, 근데 이번 인도 대기 공도 쉬면 되지 않니? 상한 냠는 생기지나 동이 그 따와라 냠요 여버지 내버도 보고 여아래 마도 다 상한 최 내도 캐와지 쟁에 얘는 동이 그 따와 내봐 탐해버려. 다 동이 그 따와 달래야 나게 미자가게 다 가다 지금 난저버 산된 데서 나래야. 심심의 다원증에 예발해. 우물의 다원증에 예발해. 가다 웃음 거론 그 다와의 냠용 예대버지게, 나게, 초건 돼야지다, 초건 내도 켜워진 그런 말도 웃음 거론 그 다와의 냠용 매등에지, 생각하고 그러지 않냐? 그걸 매발다. 가사 그 다음에, 락과 똑배 다와 연애, 뒤 팽개여 말해. 최지 다음에 차라 거론 그 똑구여 말해. 나 최종 차라 수월해. 나 웃음 거론 그 다, 시 담에 따와지 요구야. 든든들 따와디 아니 가다베 시리군년 볼로 기하시 영원래야 정조성 있으면 좀 뭐주는 영하야 말봐. 자 든든 인도산에 응아냐면 세겐디 파르도 침배 람기 가소래베 님불디디 가다 냐모도 취대베지다 콩도 취대베지 콜도 취대베지 구야를 맞다 되면은 야 켜는도 와. 파르도 침배 람람 냐면 세겐지 베이나 응아게 내저디디 대강은 내 배지고야 여말에 거람이 전주었으면 보면 친루기 냠는 시야 다가 거라다다 산대고 알아봐. 당강이 냠는 시에 되기 확 검실시다. 나 장실시 무슨 조선 대실시리 되게 여말에. 그 간다 돈이 나오고 여말에 전주었으면 보고 여말 때문에 편지합니다 봐. 나도 친구들 되기 대승구 여말에 대한탐을 깽가 매발래. 단 대변하려야 대한탐으로 취업하면 이제 깽가 매발. 타제 우메 시수 냐버 샤데 송데야 다들라 깽가 요마레 상데 텐데 하지 말아봐 나란 졸로래야 깨와다 내와다 가과 세야지 깽가 내송 세야지 로로 샤데게 요레 로로 샤르 유르자네 셔드 니네 담베 깽가 내송 세야지 로로 셔도 와 다들 샤와는 시 요나 다들 자는 니그 버리디 데 다들 자는데 터시 깨와 즉 자요나 니하면도 직도 깽가 매바 타제 우메 시디 아니 로르야 샤이봉이 바레 로르 샤와 텔라 냠바라 샤디 대앙레 아니 거수 컴보비 아니 서규 나바디 아니 영월 샤와체 텐자테 텐션이 텔라 땜베 마사지 로르 샤이스도 와 아니 서규 마자다 사나디 레송 다 드르르베니 서구를 믿네 라야 이런 러시면 동바 명인도 사네 아니 미국 자신과 하이 콜로를 믿네 남아 러시면 해봐 세야디 종인 말이야 아니 살세님이 세야디 종인 말이야
So this reference to the absence of origination and cessation on the ultimate level as I pointed out earlier really implies the need for not just it being the fact but also the need for actually cultivating that understanding within oneself as the basis for the deity yoga meditation because generally speaking as it is stated in Nagarjuna's fundamental wisdom of the middle way where he states that in a system where emptiness is possible everything is possible in a system where or in a standpoint where emptiness is not possible, no functions is possible. So from that point of view, generally speaking, if one's standpoint embraces the understanding of emptiness, within that standpoint, all functions of everyday world, of cause and effects and so on, will be tenable. So that understanding is there. But here, in this context, the understanding of how one arises on the conventional level as a deity, although on the ultimate level there is no cessation and origination. And the meaning here is a deeper one, and which is explicitly brought out in Kongtrul's commentary of this particular section, where he says that while abiding in mentally on equipoise, one's mind equipoised on the absence of origination and cessation on the ultimate level. So this reference to you know one's mind being equipoised refers to the need for a deep understanding of the emptiness of origination and cessation on the ultimate level. And this I think is an important point because normally there are quite a number of people who perceive themselves as practitioners of Vajrayana Tantrayana, we do sadhana practices, we have mantra recitations, and we also do some form of visualization of oneself as a deity. But so it is important to understand what exactly is the core of that deity yoga meditation, what is supposed to happen when you generate yourself as a deity. Because in the course of deity yoga meditation, not only must one visualize oneself as a deity, but also one must cultivate the identification of oneself as a deity. So in addition to visualizing oneself as a deity, there is also the need for cultivating the identity of a deity. So here, there is a form of identification that takes place. So if there is no understanding of emptiness as the basis of that meditation, then what could be happening is a further reinforcement of a sense of clinging to I, the notion of I, of our ordinary sense of selfhood, which is really grounded upon our ordinary bodily existence composed of you know, flesh, bones, and so on. However, what is required in the Vajrayana deity yoga meditation is not only a clear perception of oneself as a deity, a visualization, but also an identification with the deity on the basis of a pure aggregate, a purified aggregate. So here, what is required is not only the dissolution of the grasping to inherent existence of our own ourselves, but also a dissolution on the level of appearance of our own perception of ourselves as ordinary person composed bodily existence, composed of flesh, bones, and so on. Therefore, one goes through the process of dissolution into emptiness, and therefore, Kongtrul writes in the commentary that from within that state, devoid of origination and cessation on the ultimate level, on the conventional level, one arises as a deity. So the point being made here is that, you know, not only on the level of apprehension, one needs to reject or negate the inherent existence of oneself, but also on the level of perception as well, one must dissolve the perception of oneself as ordinary person. And from within that state of emptiness, one then assumes the form of a deity. So it is that realization of emptiness of oneself that arises, that assumes the form of a deity. And when that happens, then there is a real union. And then otherwise, what happens is that once, you know, no matter how many times one may recite the mantra, how many times one may visualize oneself as a deity, none of them will really become truly Vajrayana practice, because the core element of the practice of deity yoga is missing. No matter how, whether one may have done 3-year retreats, or whether one may have repeated the mantra of a particular deity so many times and so on, none of them will really become a truly Vajrayana practice. So the point being made here is that, as explained before, in, you know, as a foundation for the practice of Vajrayana, in order for a Vajrayana to engage in a successful practice of Vajrayana, it is indispensable to have at least some form of experience of the understanding of emptiness. Without the understanding of emptiness, there is simply no basis for the cultivation of the deity yoga practice. So when we speak of the understanding of emptiness here, it could be according to the Chitta Mantra, the mind-only school, or according to the middleway school. Historically in India, there have been yogis of followers of both the Chitta Mantra school, the mind-only school, or the middleway school, who have been great Vajrayana realized masters. So an understanding of the ultimate nature of reality, either according to the Chitta Mantra, the mind only, or of the middle way, is indispensable as a foundation for a successful deity yoga meditation. So, and in order for the understanding of emptiness to become an effective antidote to overcoming the subtle obstructions to knowledge, which is the primary obstacle to the attainment of full enlightenment, it is indispensable that that realization of emptiness is complemented with the factor of the bodhicitta, the awakening mind. So the point being made, I'm making, is that in order for one to engage successfully in the Vajrayana practice, it is indispensable to have the realization of the sutra system of the path, particularly the realization of emptiness and bodhicitta. For a follower of the purely the perfectional vehicle, the sutra system of the path, there is no need for any realization of the Vajrayana path. But for the practitioners of Vajrayana, it is indispensable to have the realization of emptiness and bodhicitta, the awakening mind, as presented in the perfectional vehicle. So if one's practice of the Vajrayana path, the deity yoga meditation, is really grounded upon a deep understanding of emptiness as presented in the sutra vehicle, and complemented with the bodhicitta, the practice of awakening mind, and then that very understanding of the understanding of the emptiness is then on the level of imagination assumes the form of whatever particular deity one may be practicing or emphasizing, and then once you have a clear visualization of the deity, and then one needs to reflect upon the emptiness of that deity. So when you have that kind of a combination of a clear visualization of deity on the basis of understanding of emptiness, and then once again reflect upon the emptiness of that deity, then truly in one's practice there will be the union of what is called the profound aspect of the path and the luminosity or the clarity aspect of the path as well.
자상하다 예, 야 똥님 고백 그도 올렸디 컴플리멘트 주신 디 그도 대야 전주국 쓰면 영토야 매버리 똥님 도배 그도 올리야 런신 매버 코르자이냐 하시다 냥 올리야 딱 각서 각섬 다가마다 가게 매드리지 자 전주국 쓰면 냥 해볼까 전주국 쓰면 야우지 바 쎄 때문에 전주국 쓰면 배 눈바로 배 쇼타고 자 열심히 배가 안 되네 다 전주 대갱이 정주 탑을 내겐, 정주 쪼겐, 주 겐기, 응아디. 양은 두제 정주. 강대체도 이렇게 샘쟁. 다 대내로를 속 삼다나 엔 털도 됐다 장주 두개 나리가 삼으시다 보이나 엔에 남민도 삼을 롤이야 직례하시도가 딜레소나 다지 장주 숨지 심배 엔이 돈이도 다와 차버거다 다 장주 숨지 심배 돈이도 다와 디니 엔이 실락 나버리야 내라왕 샤데 삼다나 대내 디 캐시를 샤니 대전심에 삼다 보이나 돈이 공부 직벌이디 가서 까베 동니 공부도 직벌이디 이네 남의 동니디 마다고 풍급지식이 동니라서 와 마다고 출신이 출신 춘이제 치마디 명월라 다고 출신이 춘이제서 와
So in terms of sequence of the path or practice when we speak of one's realization of emptiness being complemented by bodhicitta the awakening mind It is not the case that when you actually have the experience of emptiness, the bodhicitta should be consciously present at that moment. Because when you actually have the experience of emptiness, at that point, the, in terms of the content of your thought or your mental state, there will be a mere negation, the simple negation of the intrinsic existence. So what is required is initially to cultivate the bodhicitta, the awakening mind. And, you know, once your experience of bodhicitta, the awakening mind becomes very strong and intense. And then at that point, you should reflect upon the ultimate nature of that individual, this I, who is aspiring for the attainment of Buddhahood for the benefit of all being, or on the nature of the sentient being for whose benefit you wish to attain enlightenment, or the nature of enlightenment itself. So you subject these and ultimately or eventually one's own self to critical analysis and examine whether or not they possess inherent existence. And once you arrive at the realization that the self too is devoid of intrinsic existence, and at that point you dwell your mind on that single-pointedly on that conclusion that you have arrived at, where you have totally negated any possibility of intrinsic existence of one's own self. And so then that state of mind, which is the realization of emptiness of one's own self, is then on the level of imagination as transforming into a deity, the form of a deity, whatever deity you may be visualizing. And then once you have a clear visualization of the deity, you then once again reflect upon the emptiness of that deity. So what you see here in this process is a two stages or two instances of meditation on emptiness. So at the initial stage, you meditate on the emptiness of yourself, your own existence. At the culmination, you meditate upon the emptiness of the deity. So insofar as both of these are realization of emptiness, they are equal. But the difference is in the former case, the object of the meditation of emptiness is a contaminated object, which is the unenlightened existence of your own self. Whereas in the latter case, and the object of the meditation on emptiness is an enlightened form, albeit on the level of imagination, but it is the form of the deity. So there is a difference between these two types of... on the level of imagination, at least on the level of imagination. So although both of these are meditations on emptiness, there is a difference in terms of the object upon which the meditation on emptiness takes place. So we will stop here.
Kone kondo pe oro jo, jambe bayo jita jemba lo, kundro sambo tena dejen de teta kundi jeso tak, yawan de da tamse rodo mo, tusun shepe jawa tamse jim, mo wadana shodo. Take kere zawan de geja sambo jeshe rodo mo oye, donan kumbu jere se wange, seche jere se, kanche se yonso jese malo. Dresan ten de nyudo jawa su, nando shunye samin ten de se, shodo tushi tuta. Lenjeru mi tendu da jage tembe melong gemi nyondo.